Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Duval Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Welcome to the Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader Kim Pagano, Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach, and Jennifer Chastain, an advocate for the community. Tune in for the brighter side of recovery on the Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions, and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's favorite radio show host, it's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and I hope that you are having an amazing afternoon, and welcome to the Brighter Side of Recovery. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 show every Saturday morning where we talk about the brighter side of life, and really here on our Brighter Side of Recovery is anything that you're waking up to in life, and all of us, life happens to all of us, and so we want you to know that we want to share that with you. We want to share those times with you, and of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba. How are you, Sherry?
I'm fantastic. I'm always happy to be here and be with the girls.
There you go. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kim. Welcome back, Sherry. Always glad to see you.
All right. Well, we have a great show for you today, and of course, you never know what we're going to be talking about, and you know, I that's what we love about our show and about the Brighter Side of Recovery. Our first guest today is Dr. Adele Ryan McDowell, and she's going to be talking about making peace with suicide. This is something that you really don't talk about, and I mean, please God, you don't want this to ever happen, but it happens a lot, and so this is a book of hope, understanding, and comfort, and so we're going to be talking a little bit about that, and then our next guest, Sherry, why don't you talk about that?
Kenji's amazing. I've interviewed him in the past, and he's a master meditator. He does what we call, or he coined, activations. Ooh. And almost puts us into another level. It's sort of like energy is changing.
I want to be
universe.
Activated.
I know, activated to another realm. No, yeah. He's a little, you know, woo, but I like that about him because he's really talking about a new energy in our world today. You know, if you look at the solar system and you look at astrology, there's just a new wave of energy. And because this is a recovery show, you know, often addicts and alcoholics or people that are in recovery or other people as well can be very sensitive. And you're sensitive to the surroundings around you. And I'm looking over there at Tom. Tom's going, what are you talking about, Sherry? Like, oh, no, Sherry, who is this guest? But it's really about we're sensitive to the energy around us. Right, Tom?
There you go. There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. I found out when they removed Pluto, I became a Pisces.
Oh, God.
Seriously?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, you're probably Yeah, Tom is very logical, but that's okay.
I like logical. Yeah, I like logical people. Anyways, of course, that is Tom Spence, and we always count him in as part of our show. He makes our show work here. And
he's the yin and the yang. Well, the yang of the yin or the yin of the yang.
There you go. I love it. Anyways, we have some amazing gifts for you today, and all you have to do is call in, and we have been talking. Upping our numbers lately, and so we're so glad that you are here. Write this number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about so that we can get that out to you. And of course, we've got so many things happening. Today is the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, and also tomorrow. And Tom, you want to talk about all of our giveaways?
Great restaurants. Let's start off with the $25 gift certificates. And we do have Paul Martin's at $25, Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and the Lazy Dog Cafe. All of those $25 certificates. We're also at the Midtown Cafe for $15. You can get a free kids meal at the Habit, Great Burgers, and Pete's Breakfast House, too. Some of the events we have coming up. This is actually happening. Your best bet is to go tomorrow for Wings Over Camarillo. The shows are the same each day, you know, correct, that they run the same craft. The Osprey is going to be there. It's really incredible. The Red Bull helicopter. So go there tomorrow. That is going to be a real nice event for the family. Along with that, the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival set for September 6th. September 18th through the 20th, we have some great festivals that are in Mission Park in Ventura and the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Guess who's there?
The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys.
There you go.
I had the chance to see them a few times. It doesn't matter. It's just they keep going on. They're brilliant. They're really fun.
How many are left?
You know, and Brian doesn't tour with the band anymore, so it's Mike Love, and it's funny, the guy who wrote, I write the songs that Barry Manilow
right,
did,
yeah.
Al Jardine, I think it is, he's still with the Beach Boys, but they kill, and John Stamos shows up a lot for the shows.
Oh, he's great.
He can
I
play
really
the conga,
like him, yeah.
Very funny guy.
Oh, wow.
And since it's in T.O., you know, being the L.A. guy, I think you got a chance. This is going to be a good show.
There you go.
Great show.
Also, well, let's just start off with something. I do want to do a little shout out. We've got the barbecue cookout and dance at Ronald Reagan Library. And again, that's Friday, August 28th. And we've got tickets for you. That's going to be the Doo-Wah Band. And so I'd love to have somebody go over there. Also, what's so fun, at the same time, you get to go walk through the football museum. And let me tell you, there's some great stuff over there.
Well, barbecue and football, those go hand in hand.
They totally do. So, and of course, it's like the beginning of school year starting. So it's one more little chance to get out there. You know what? I want to start off with a little giveaway today. And we've got tickets for you tomorrow to the Camarillo Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. So if you haven't already got your tickets, call in right now and at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, our first guest is Dr. Adele Ryan McDowell. Dr. McDowell, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. What would I like to share with you? When I was being interviewed, when I worked at the drug clinic, they said to me, well, are you addicted to anything? And I said, well, I came from a family of addicts, but I did the good girl's drug, which is sugar. So I have been working my way through that.
So you were the hero of the family, huh?
That's right.
Yes, I was.
Okay. So,
yes,
But the truth is, you know, suicide often occurs in people that are struggling with addiction. You know, they talk about, you know, death institutions or jail, and so, you know, suicide is part of an addiction.
Well,
can be part of the story.
I would imagine that sometimes you try to self-medicate yourself to get away from the pain, and that doesn't work, and then, you know, unfortunately the final step could be suicide.
Yeah, which is scary.
There is such a huge interface between trauma, addiction, and suicide, mm-hmm. right? Now, the psychological research will tell you that people who are addicts, 90% of those people are depressed. Now, some psychological research is a little bit of a flare for the obvious. Yes, you know, you have that. You have genetic vulnerabilities. My own mother was a severe alcoholic and had experienced trauma and was suicidal, right, and went through all of that. That and a colleague of mine, a fellow psychologist who took her own life, led me to write an article about the book Making Peace with Suicide. And then I'm at the kitchen sink doing dishes. You know that little voice that you hear that says, now you need to write a book?
Ah.
And you go, okay. And you, but one of the things that I posit in the book is addiction a slow form of suicide? Now, certainly not in every case, but when you have intractable addiction where no one, the person does not, they don't care anymore. They don't want to go forward. They don't want to do anything. They're angry, emotionally shut down. They've been, whether in and out of recovery, they've tried different pharmacological remedies, whatever, and they get to that place where they don't care. And I think, you know, and you especially see this in anorexia nervosa, big time. But you also see it in the other addictions as well.
Well, you know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And I know suicide is not an easy topic. Now, is this your first book?
No, it's my second book. My first book was a little lighter book called Balancing Act, Reflections, Meditations, and Coping Strategies for Today's Fast-Paced World.
Oh, I like that. We'll have to bring you back on with that. What kind of a doctor are you, Dr. McDowell?
I'm a psychologist.
Okay.
I feel like...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I feel like a very important word that I hear a lot when we're talking about people with drug addiction or any kind of thing that they're trying to overcome is coping strategies.
Oh, good God, yes. I mean, it's hard being human. And listening
Ditto.
To the bit of the show going on, you know, I also feel there's an energy of suicide on the planet as well. World Health Organization will tell us that there is, on average, a suicide every 40 seconds. But what is even more astonishing, and depending whose research you read, there it can be up to 20 times more people have attempted suicide. This speaks to a tremendous amount of pain. And the pain in suicide, I think, also speaks to a lot of disconnection. And if people have been hammered that they're not good enough, that they're not okay enough, I think of a gentleman that I worked with way back when in my clinic days, and a darling, darling young man. He ended up doing what he did in terms of drugs and alcohol because it made him feel good. It made him be able to go out in the world and not feel smashed down. But as we know with addiction and addiction math, 2 + 2 = 27, and the brain, and it's progressive. And given your wiring and how much you're using and everything else, then you go to that place where it is very difficult to pull back.
So addiction really is the absence of consciousness. It's the absence of self. It's wanting to not be here, and which is really ultimately suicide in a way.
Well, yeah, it can be. I think addiction can be, a very poor coping strategy, right? When you get to the word addiction as opposed to abuse, right? If we're gonna parse words here, but it can be that yes, you've lost yourself, and this is how you get through. But also, equally, you know, we take that dark side, right? You know, and sometimes you move through it. You go to 12-step meetings. And people have turned their lives around. They have been at the bottom, and they've tried, and they get there, and their life is new, and they're reborn.
So being that we all may have a dark side, and we may have these thoughts, I'm wondering, like, how do you sort of make friends with these thoughts without acting on these thoughts?
Yeah, and you know what I wanted to mention, and again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We're talking with Dr. Adele Ryan McDowell, and we're talking about making peace with suicide. And I know this is not an easy topic, but some of us, could feel dead inside. We're just, you know, thank God we haven't done that. And so this is really almost like an insurance. I think sometimes those are those dark places that we we need to go so that you know that there's help out there. You're not alone. And so, you know, have you ever just felt so empty or so alone out there? If anybody's listening and maybe you know somebody or maybe you could relate. And to know that you're not alone, that's what it's all about. That's what our show is all about.
Well, I think that goes back to the coping skills. I think I'm going to make a generalization that everyone has bad things in their life, but probably you and I, Kim and Sherry, we could say, okay, this is horrible, but I can do this and I can do this and I can get through this.
Solutions.
We can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you have other people, especially young kids who...
Who was one of our guests on our first show? With our book.
Yes, flawed. And she was talking about being bullied. And to them, they're so young, and I don't think their minds are capable of seeing the big picture. And high school's only 4 years. That's a long time, but it's not that much of your life in terms of the big picture. They probably don't know how to get past it. And suicide looks like the only way to get out of that loneliness feeling.
Right, right.
And you can also have a lot of copycat suicide, which are big with the younger people. And as you said, the younger people don't know. They haven't lived enough life that there's another act, that there are 20 more acts to follow.
Right.
They don't know that. But, you know, the numbers for teen and young adult suicide, I think it's something like 69 or 70% involve alcohol or drugs, right? Because you're either trying really hard to fit in, right? And that happens. You know, and so you're doing stuff, or you can have risky. I know one young man who did die. It wasn't suicide, but they handed an older kid handed him a bunch of drugs, and the language was of people who were there. It was a mambo bunch of drugs, and they dared him. Would you take all these without knowing? And the big guy said, I wouldn't, and the younger kid said, yeah, of course I would.
I know, because they think they're indispensable. You know, and I'm looking through your book, and I love that. I mean, which I don't love this because my son-in-law is a Marine, but you talk about the military and suicide. That is something that we need to address. I mean, these poor, you know, people, troops, our troops that have gone out there and worked so hard to save our life and come back and don't fit into society. And they need to go through that transitional living and life and need help before they come back and nothing feels the same. And again, I think that's something like, you know, with addiction too, is that's why it sometimes feels better to stay in addiction as opposed to come out, because where do you fit in? And I think that's what life is so hard, is they're not fitting in anywhere. And I know that, you know, my son-in-law is writing a book too, but he's, you know, my daughter and my son-in-law have put together a club that they never want, you know, the military is to feel alone. And what's your thought on that?
Well, did you see the movie American Sniper? And in the movie, Bradley Sniper, he comes home and we see him in a bar, his character. And he calls his wife and he says, I'm here. I'm home. She says, well, why aren't you here? Meaning they're home with the kids. And he said, I needed a minute.
Yeah.
Right? What happens in some of my early clinic days, I was working with the guys who came home from Vietnam, right? And it was so traumatic that they would take the drugs just to get through. And you get amped up. You get amped up about how you're supposed to be and how macho and brave and sometimes crazy and the cowboy you're supposed to be. And so you come home and you may go, oh my gosh, did I do the right thing? Or did I want to do what I did? A gentleman, I was visiting a friend and her brother was there and he'd just come back from Afghanistan. And I said to her, I said, you know he has PTSD. Well, he is just staring into space. And she said, I know. And he said every time they would hear over the loudspeaker that an angel's light was coming in, meaning someone who was no longer, you know, in 3D.
Yeah. And I really want to highlight on what you just said, PTSD is...
PTSD.
Yeah, is really when that picture keeps coming in your mind, you can't get rid of it.
I have a guy whose wife calls me and hands the phone to him, and his PTSD, when he gets triggered and in a bad place, and some of it is physical pain and other is emotional pain, that he loses the inability to get his words. he can go temporarily blind.
But thank goodness there are so many modalities, so many treatments today for PTSD. A lot of people don't know that. They'll end up getting a therapist that's just a talk therapist, but there's actually programs like EMDR
and
somatic experiencing. Yes. But what are some tips that you can... Oh, do we have a commercial?
Well, we're going to take a really quick break, but Dr. McDowell, will you come back with us and give us some tips that we can...
Things to look for if somebody is possibly suicidal.
Yeah. And what to say to them to help them.
Yeah. And if anybody is out there that is feeling like they need to talk to someone, in fact, Sherry, give out your number.
818-756-3338, 818-756-3338. We have to take suicide seriously.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And talking about that, I would love to give some tickets away for September 6th. That's the 7th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. That's 11 to 4, and we'd love to get those in your hands. Give us a call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in with us here today. And of course, we're talking about suicide, which is not an easy topic. But, you know, it's one of the things about this show that I really love is that we're passionate about things that people don't really talk about. And yet it's a place where you can tune in and make peace with life. And that's really about our recovery show. Also, I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. We have two different shows. It's all about the brighter side of life. And again, I want to also tell you about our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And
if you're doing anything in the 805 or want to see what we're up to, check out hashtag Kim Pagano Show on Instagram, and you can see our pictures, and we'd love to see yours.
Also, our podcast,
which is available on your smartphone. Just go to the app for podcasts and download the Kim Pagano Show, and you will not miss any of our shows or any of our upcoming shows.
There you go. Also, I would love to give some tickets away. And how about Famous Dave's? We've got a Famous Dave gift certificate, and that is all you have to do is call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. 800-800-0008. Sherry, you want to do a shout out for SOBA?
Absolutely. I would love to. So SOBA Recovery Center is in Malibu, but we're growing. We now have 400 beds throughout the country. We're in Texas, and we are in Ventura, and we're in Calabasas and Arizona. The staff at the SOBA Recovery Center is fully devoted to ridding one from addiction, substance abuse, drug or alcohol dependency, and relapse. Their expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. What makes SOBA stand out is their community. People usually stay long periods of time. They make friends. They have other friends. You know,
They feel connected.
There's a community, and that's really often isolation leads to depression. Depression can lead to suicide. And the phone number is 866-435-0504, 866-435-0504.
All right. Thank you so much. And we thank SOBA for being one of our sponsors to make this possible so that we can actually reach out to our community and have a place that they can find out how to get help. So, yeah, we're talking right now with Dr. Ryan McDowell, and we're talking about her book, Making Peace with Suicide, a book for with hope and understanding and comfort. And we were talking about kind of tips and things that we could do to
what to look out for.
Yeah, really what to look out for.
Yeah, like I was thinking, if you have a young person or even an adult that says that they're thinking about committing suicide, I would imagine there are things to say and things not to say.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and we're going to let, obviously, Dr. McDowell talk to us about this, but they used to say that it's really just a threat, but as I've gotten older, it doesn't seem like a threat because I hear more and more about people doing it. And so what's your thought on that, Dr. McDowell?
Well, it's important. Anybody who says jokingly, you know, if in an offhand or a dark way, or anytime anyone says they're thinking about taking their lives or doing harm to themselves, or they're preparing, they're focused on death and dying, they're trolling the internet in the middle of the night, or they're stockpiling meds, or all of a sudden going out to buy a firearm, those kinds of things. But when somebody says to you, and the research is divided on, you know, does everybody say something? The research I've read says the majority of people will say something. And why do they say something? Because people are often conflicted about taking their lives. You have to understand, if I were to put a pillow over your face, you would fight me, right? Because there's that instinct for life. For
right.
People who are suicidal, it is the catalyst for them thinking about it. Generally speaking, I'm not talking about haywire neurochemistry when you're hearing voices. That's a different thing. But for most people, it is pain of any variety, whether it is inordinate physical pain, but in particular, psychological pain. You look, especially with the young people with the cyberbullying and the shame, and they feel like they can never, that pain is too much to bear, right? So you have, when somebody says something, what you want to do is, first you want to listen. You don't have to know all the answers. There is no need to bully or cajole or be stern or anything like that. Just be open-hearted and listen, because that's where the connection happens. And then, you know, depending where the conversation goes, or if the person, or if you walk in, unfortunately, on someone who is close to doing something, you want to make sure they're physically safe. And then you want to expand the network and the resources and say, well, hey, should we call your therapist or your sponsor? Maybe we need to go to the ER, right? Or there's the 800 line, and at this moment, I don't have it with me, or I would give it to you, but there's a 24-hour 800.
We actually have it.
We have it right here, and we'll give it out. It's the Suicide Prevention Hotline, and it's 800-273-8255.
And then maybe describe what the difference is between a thought ideation and an actual, you know, they're very serious about it.
Okay, well, suicidality happens on a range. So you can have where you have, like, a passive thought. You can have where you're doing some kind of self-harm. But often that was given the term parasuicide and kind of dismissed. But the research has shown that anybody who is doing that, they can progress where it becomes more suicidal.
Right.
I've had clients who said to me, oh, I'm thinking about suicide. I'm like, okay, tell me what you're thinking. And for some of them, it's like, well, if the gypsies came and took me away in the middle of the night, it would be fine. But the words are, I don't have the courage to do it, or I wouldn't do it to my family, but they're thinking about it. Then you move to the place where you're thinking and acting. You're making a plan. You know, I'm going to buy the rope, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. Then you get to the place where somebody is deciding that they're going to do something. If somebody makes an attempt at suicide, then they definitely need help. If they're talking about it, they don't necessarily have to be scooted off to the ER, but let's see what's going on. What can we do? Let's get you some help. I'm here for you. Let's talk about it. There's a bigger world. I'm sorry you're in so much pain that you're thinking about this. You just want to connect with them on a heart level.
And acknowledging and validating what is happening to them and their thoughts.
Exactly, because some people, they run away or they say, oh, you're not serious. Or, you know, sometimes a parent may be frustrated with a teenage kid and goes, oh, life would be better without you. And then they feel horrible because they were just, it was a bad moment and the wrong things came out.
Wow.
I
think that you made a really good point about that. We need to watch our words because, you know, and my kids will tell you, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say it, because you don't realize what you are saying can make a difference in somebody's life, whether it's an employee, a family member, or just, you know, throughout the day.
I've seen this quote before on Facebook that says, a parent's voice is a child's subconscious. And you know, that kind of haunts me sometimes when I want to say, like, please hurry up, you're so slow. But you don't want, I mean, that's a silly thing, but any of those things, you don't want your child to replay that when you've said it in the heated moment.
Therapists wouldn't be in business if it wasn't for that.
Right, exactly.
The truth is. Right. That is the subconscious.
So see, I'm doing it for the better, better of the world.
Right.
Nice, nice. You know, I know we haven't really mentioned this, but, you know, Robin Williams, that's just such a hard thing. When I think of Robin Williams, I think of laughter. I think of, you know, funny. And yet here this poor man was so sad inside. What's your thought on that?
Well, but first of all, I read his autopsy report. And yes, he had some addiction problems, as we know, and he had some longstanding depression. But the reason for his particular suicide was something called Lewy's body dementia, which was associated with his Parkinson's, and that was diagnosed in 2011. So he was in a very, he had moved out of, not moved out, that for however long, that particular night, he was not sleeping with his wife because he was unable to sleep. He had done something with a watch and put it in a sock and taken it to someone else. I think it might be fair to say that for organic reasons, he was not in his right mind. Now,
well, who is, though? I mean, who's
no,
in
but we're
right
talking
mind?
About he actually
he
has
really
a,
was.
Had a, but from I'm talking about from an organic.
Okay,
it was dementia.
Right, dementia. Yeah. It's a form of dementia, exactly. So that is what I think. Robin Williams, God bless him. What he did for the topic of suicide is he put a face on it, and we can talk about it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a way that we didn't before.
Right.
It's a shame. It always takes the celebrity death. You know, I talk a lot about in the media when an addict dies, and it's a shame that it always has to be that way, but that is the way it is.
Right.
It is. You look at what Philip Seymour Hoffman, was he trying to kill himself? No, but he did overdose and die. Robin Williams, for whatever confluence of reasons, and apparently an exceedingly, the way I understand it, an exceedingly high anxiety that went with this Lewy's body, whatever, and perhaps some hallucinations, got into a place where he thought that was the only answer. Heartbreaking for his family, heartbreaking for his daughter, with the way she was badgered on social media and pulled herself off social media last year. And the anniversary of his death was just August 11th, and she pulled herself off social media again because she didn't want to hear some of the nonsense people might have said to her, hurtful nonsense. So Robin Williams, he opened the door, he put a face on it, and we could talk about it. You know, and that was really, really important to give us that gift.
Wow.
I feel it was a huge gift that he gave all of us.
And I would say, going back to a coping skill, his daughter taking herself off social media, she had the coping skills or a plan to deal with all this negativity coming into her
life.
She
set a boundary.
Yeah, she did. And I think that is sometimes what some people have trouble with.
Right, right.
That's a good point, Jennifer.
Dr. McDowell, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that suicide or depression is something that it runs in a family?
Well, you will find, we know the depression, there's a genetic factor with depression. And if you have a history of depression, if you have a history of suicide in your family, if you have a history of substance abuse, you are at higher risk for suicidality. What happens within a family, you often find that the taboo has been broken. And suicide, when people, loved ones are left, they are left holding their hearts in their hands. And survivors of suicide are left dealing with complicated grief because so many mixed emotions. And then the trauma, whether they witnessed something or their mind took them there, right?
Right, right.
And then...
Well, you know, we're at the end of our show, but look at Whitney and then her daughter, right?
Bobby Christina.
Yeah, Bobby Christina.
Yes.
That's kind of what I think we just need as a society to know that nothing is out of the question.
Were there signs with Bobby Christina? Did people see the signs, or were there too many yes people keeping the help away from Bobby Christina? I mean, that's part of the problem, too, is someone's in trouble, and then there's so many, when you talk about celebrities,
yes, so many enablers.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tragic story. That's just a tragic story.
It really is. Dr. McDowell, thank you so much for really bringing awareness to this topic. And where do we find your book? And we thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Thank you very much for having me. And I just want to leave one final thought. That I think compassion, not judgment, is the only response to suicide. Mm-hmm. And clearly that's how your show operates, that it's just being aware, being open, and having a heart. Everybody's trying the best they know how.
Well, thank you so much. I'd love you to send us your other book, and we'd love to have you back on.
Okay, terrific. That would be great.
You got it. Well, thank you so much. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Sherry and Tom. And our next guest, Kenji Kumara. Is that right?
Kumara.
Uh-huh. Very good. Moving Beyond Therapy, and it's a quantum approach to self-empowerment. I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I'd love to throw a lure fish house out there, one of my favorites. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Recovery right now.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. Over the atmosphere.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction. Whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet, Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. We do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 show every Saturday morning, also our podcast on YouTube, and that is on YouTube? No, iTunes.
On iTunes.
I was like, wait, we do have some stuff on YouTube too, but on iTunes. And that's where you can hear all of our back shows. All you have to do is subscribe to the Kim Pagano Show. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out for both of our shows, and we would love you to get that. It's got our blogs in it. Talks about all of our sponsors, all the events that are happening.
It's a calendar for the 8 to 5, and you don't want to miss anything.
But it is important to clarify, the iTunes podcast comes on an hour after the show, correct?
Correct, yes.
So for a 2 o'clock show would be 3 o'clock.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you actually said
that. Just because people think it's live.
Yeah,
and it's
then
the
you
same
can
time.
Post on there. I mean, listen to it forever after that. You know what I mean? You can go to all of our back shows. So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I would love to give something away right now. Actually, how about some Rubio's?
I love Rubio's. We just had lunch there the other day when we were having our prep meeting, and it was so great. And
their tacos, their shrimp and bacon salads. How about a gift certificate to there? Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Do you want to introduce our next guest?
Absolutely. We have Kenji Kumara. I know him from interviewing him a few times, and he's amazing. He is going to talk today about moving beyond therapy, a quantum approach to self-empowerment. This is a recovery show, but you know, we are recovering from pretty much everything, not
life.
Just, you know, it isn't just drugs and alcohol. And it's really about waking up to your consciousness. So Kenji is the absolute perfect guest for our show because he's going to talk about how to do that.
Hi, Kenji. Hi, Kenji.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Recovery.
I will do my best.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
I have a human body at the moment on this planet, but I am essentially present. I came from a long way away.
Okay. Where do you live?
My body lives in Sedona, Arizona right now. And okay. I'm very happy living amongst the Red Rocks.
Okay, great. And do you have a book?
I have a notebook. I've had many titles for a book, but I have no book.
Oh, you have no book. Okay. So tell us about your passion and who you are.
Wow, who I am.
Yeah.
That's almost an impossible question to answer, really.
Really? Okay.
Yes, but what I'm about is sharing the joy of awakening with the world. That's my tagline.
Okay.
And I've actually devoted my life to finding the secrets to healing, if you will.
Okay.
And raising consciousness through the fields of education, psychology, spirituality, and just common sense.
You know, I think what we're experiencing here, you know what I'm loving about this moment is that we're so used to what's next and what do you do and why are you here? And so I think what we're having at this moment, and I feel it, and maybe you guys feel the energy too, is that we're in the moment right now. We're feeling the presence of this radio show, and Kenji's kind of brought us back to the moment. I think that's what a lot of us are missing. We're all so busy. We were just having this whole conversation about Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and it just feels like we're, and I know that I've been guilty of that the last few days. I've been working around the clock. you know, we need to get back to right now, and I think that's what Kenji's going to bring to us.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Jennifer and I were talking on our earlier show that our kids are going back to school. We've just gone through the summer. Summer to me means kind of like let your hair down, trying to take a deep breath, kind of relax, put things on a little bit of a back burner, even though obviously we still have work and shows and life and all that stuff. But now all of a sudden our kids are back to school, and I kind of call this like the new year. This is like the new year where, you know, all you kind of start to put your schedule back together. You start to, okay, I gotta, like, you know, start driving carpool. Obviously we don't, right, because our kids are older. But, you know, if you are in that place right now, I've been seeing all the, everybody's pictures of their kids, you know, with their little new backpack, their little outfits. I'm like, oh, and that just makes me feel like, wow, time flies so fast. And speaking with Kenji is really about being in the moment. And we want to hold on to our life.
Well, Kenji, I have to say, when as you've been talking and I was going through your book earlier, Sherry is a therapist and she guides people. You're not your book, but there are show notes that we are, prep notes that we have, and your information about you. And Sherry's a therapist and she can help you get through, you know, work through your problems. But as I was learning more about you, you're kind of saying to us is we have to work the program also. The therapist can't solve our problems. We have to be a willing participant and to continue working on our own after we leave Sherry's office.
Very good.
That's true, and that's a bit of old energy, and I don't know how much we'll speak about old energy versus present energy, but I believe people need to be aware, no matter what walk of life they're in, that even in spite of their resistance to change, that the world is changing. And not only technology-wise, but especially consciousness-wise. And as long as we're willing to move into unknown inner spaces, we'll be fine.
So I was talking about how sometimes people in recovery, people that are, you know, struggling, they have these sensitivities. Mm-hmm. And these sensitivities can be, they can be really positive, mm-hmm. or they can be really negative. And I'm sure that some of the sensitivities has to do with the energy around them. So maybe you could speak to an audience that sometimes is, you know, they get their feelings hurt. They take things too personally. They're just not comfortable. But maybe you could speak to that and then how that relates to old and new energy.
Well, see, what we're about is telepathically, if you will, in an unsaid, verbalized way, although we do verbalize it, we give permission for people as, not as human beings now, because that's old energy concept, but as spiritual beings. As mm-hmm. divine beings, a whole mm-hmm. different ballgame. When you shift to that perspective, we give them permission to be.
So
not to be perfect, but just to be, where they can hang out, they can open up, they can let their guard down and just
be.
Have their light be seen by others, because part of the problem with abuse and abandonment and neglect and all of that, which, you know, brings one to a place of, okay, now I got to go into therapy and recovery and got to go see healers and medical doctors, et cetera. I lost my train of thought.
Well, I'm gonna stop you, okay? So, or I'm going to start you. I'm going to stop you or start you here. Okay, so Kenji, you know, how do you, for yourself, create a safe and sacred space for learning and discovery?
We just do it. Now, as I don't know how you would respond to what I just said, but what we teach are very simple things that people usually can't get at first because they've complicated their brain.
Okay, too many files, I get that.
Too many thoughts. Yeah. Too many thoughts.
Yeah, well, a lot of information that's irrelevant really right now for this new awakening that's on the planet and around the world. But so when you ask me that, all I can do is show people how to hold the state of safety for others. You can't teach this, because no one taught me this. I just moved into it, I suppose, just like I do a lot of things effortlessly. It just kind of appears as I start talking and presenting.
But the thing is, Kenji, you've had, 40-odd years of study and 40-odd years of meditation, and, you have something that you have, created for yourself. A lot of people are new in this new awakening. They don't know where to start. And so that's kind of who we're talking to right now on this show, is someone that says, look, that sounds all great, but how do I do it? How do I do it? I'm really uncomfortable in my skin. I don't like meditation.
Yeah. Well, that's because of preconceived ideas and misinformation and all that. The best way is to be with us live in person. That's the best way to be taught, if you want to call it that, or in a phone session or an in-person session. It's not something really that you can transmit as a teaching through the internet.
So you have to experience
it. When you hang out with someone that's very present all the time, you just kind of hang out in your own present now moment a whole lot more than if you try to do it on your own without any kind of support, I guess.
Yeah. Kandi, we need to take a really quick break. If you could get your thoughts together, and so if you could give us some self-empowerment ideas of how we can really kind of get to the place where you are and all your growth that you've experienced
like
in
a
your
starting
life.
Mantra to start with.
Yeah, something that we can, really attach ourselves
to. We're looking for something physical and material, and I think what Kenji's saying is it's something beyond the physical, and that's really where we can start, is that everything that we can do is beyond the circumstances that we're in.
There you go. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And with that, I'd love to give away a pair of Beach Boy tickets. That's over at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and that is September 25th. Give us a call right now. And again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around.
I get around, round, round, I get around.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7, 7 to 8 every Saturday morning. And then again from 2 to 3, where we talk about amazing ideas and thoughts and guests from all over the world. And of course, we would love to get our newsletter in your hand. And that's where you'll find out about all these great guests that we have. And not only that, is all the events that are happening around the 805 and anything that can inspire your life. That's what this is about. Also, I do want to remind you that if you have an event or a business that you would love us to share with all of our audience, we would love to hear from you. And again, that phone number is 805-419-0008. We're talking with Kenji Kumara. And Kenji, and we're almost at the end of our show. Give us one piece of lifeline that you could share with our listeners?
Okay, so it has to do with what we call affirmations or intentions.
Okay.
And the more you're in a relaxed now moment, the more powerful is the manifestation of that. So it is good to take a brief time out in your life when you start to feel stressed or you notice that you're in the middle of a stressful situation or occurrence, and sit down and do some deep breathing into the belly and then up into the diaphragm a few times to just relax the nervous system. And then bring your awareness, you can bring your awareness to the tip of your nose, and then you can say inwardly, silently to yourself, I am here now. And each time you do that, you will begin to feel the frequency, the inner space of I am here.
I love that. And bringing yourself right to being in the now moment.
I mean, that's really where people get wisdom. They get intuition. That's where they figure things out. They take themselves.
And you're not worrying about the future. You know, of what could have, the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. You're just in the moment and you're living
it. That tends to be me. I'm like, God, I'm sitting here, but I should have and I could have. And anyways.
What's going to happen if?
You know what? We are actually at the end of our show. Kenji, thank you so much for being a guest on our show and being here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show.
Tell us how we can find you, Kenji, for our audience, and then your amazing retreat that's coming up.
Okay, it's KenjiKumara.com, KenjiKumara.com, and you can click at the top on the events tab and also the shop page, but the events tab will bring you to the live immersion event we're having October 9th to the 11th at the Westin Hotel at the Los Angeles Airport.
Oh, great. And we'd love to hear about that. Okay, great.
Definitely designed for your audience.
Okay, very good. Well, if you could like our show on Facebook and on, you know, Twitter, and then
follow
I'll share
us
that
on Instagram.
Yeah, and follow us on Instagram. Thank you. We are at the end of our show, and of course, we always end with a moment of happiness. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. With that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a really great week.